sitting around, going around for me. So I got up and say, I have nothing to say. But if anything, you get up and just say, you thank God, and I'm happy to be here tonight. I mean, if you ain't nothing, got nothing else to say, that's all you got to say, and everybody's okay with it. Well, I'm thankful for being here tonight. I've really been waiting for a youth service. I had nothing to say tonight, but you know, if I get to kick out the service, it'd be okay. So I'm really glad to be here tonight, and I'm glad to see everybody again, because some of y'all I ain't seen before. So I've been going through kind of a struggle lately, just some school stuff and everything, and I'm just kind of winging it tonight. But I just want to tell you my struggle. I've just been going through a lot of stuff lately, and a lot of stuff makes me want to quit and everything. I mean, just quit everything. And, you know, I think everybody goes through those every now and then. They go through hard times and everything. And I was watching all these things. I was watching NFL Network. I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger said a poem I really, really liked. The success is failure turned inside out. The silver tent is the clouds of doubt. Got it right here. You never can tell how close you are, and maybe near when it seems so far. So stick the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things are worse that you must not quit. I think everybody's been here when the church kind of split up a little bit. All went through that. I mean, I know there were times when I was thinking about it. I mean, I did not want to be here. There's nothing here that holding me down. And then things started looking up. I mean, people started coming to our church and everything. I really appreciated it. I think it really lifted everybody up. I think it lifted our public church up, lifted us up. It made us all stronger individuals, made everybody stronger individuals. And I just want to tell you how thankful I am for all y'all. And that's all I got to say. I'm really sorry for not having that much to say.
World that wants to pull you out, and what Brother Smith was talking about this morning was that the youth, we don't have to go that way. We don't have to give into the world, that we can live a better life. We can live a higher life above sin, above the world. And it takes a dedication. It takes giving over to the Lord. And something I've been trying to do more. And I was talking to Brother Nathan Smith before service last Sunday, before the Sunday night service. And I told him, I said, Nathan, no matter whatever we go through, whether in church, in our personal life, in school, I said, we've got to hang on to God. We've got to find God in it. We've got to do whatever it takes to find God and get God back in our life. And I said, you know, even if this is the farthest God has ever taken us, if this is the farthest, and this has been my prayer, is God, if you don't take me any farther than where I'm at, then I thank you for what you've done for me, and I'll keep serving you, and I'll keep going on, and I won't give up. And it was that night God came in here. It was like a flood. You know, when Brother Durham got behind this pulpit, I got chills all over me, and it wasn't, I didn't think it was that man or that pride, you know, but I felt God. I knew I felt God. And when we started moving out and we started praising God, he just came in here, and he fulfilled all those needs that I had. He answered my prayers, and that was just something so great that God did for me. You know, when God answers one of your prayers that you've asked for so long, I've been praying, you know, Lord, would you come back? Would you give me a blessing so I know that you're still here with me? You know, I don't think you're gone, but I need to know. I need to know that you're here with me. And he came back to me Sunday night, and he let me know that he's still here, and he's still in Little Rock, and he still cares about the youth. When you're wanting to give up, when you're wanting to just go the way of the world, God will meet you. You take one step and he'll take two. He'll follow you. He'll get you. He'll do whatever it takes to get you back. You gotta look for him, and you gotta have a want to. You gotta be dedicated to the Lord. So I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for the Little Rock Church and the body of Christ.
And just everything going on during the week, and if you're not careful, I can let my spiritual life, you know, not stay in the priority where it should be. And it was just such a blessing, not only to feel the touch from the Lord, and, you know, I just felt like he was just speaking to me through different people. And like Brandon said, just giving me confirmation that he's still there with me. And not only that, but just the natural of all my sisters around me. We're all getting blessed in the Lord together, and you could just feel that love, the love of the Lord. You could feel the love from your sisters, and that just means so much to be able to be in a place where you can feel that together, the love of the Lord and the love of your brothers and sisters. And I just appreciate that so much, that You know, it's like you said, you know, if you take that, just turn around and take that step to the Lord, He's right there waiting for you. And sometimes in life we get so, you know, like Brother Smith was talking about our will and our way, and we get, you know, focused on, well, I think I should be doing this or I should be doing that. But, you know, just turn around and say, okay, Lord, here's my life, and show me which way I need to go, and just be willing. You know, sometimes those roads are hard to take, what He's wanting you to do, but just always know, just remember that confirmation that you have in the Holy Ghost. He's going to be here with me. I know no matter what that I can make it, I know He's going to be right beside me. And I just really appreciate it when you can feel that love and from Him, and then also from your brothers and sisters. You know, you just look around. Look who's, you know, who's here. We may not always speak to one another, but, you know, I know that I could come to any one of you, and I know that you would pray for me, and I know you would hold my hand, and you would lift me up. And so I want to do that more. I want to reach out more to my brothers and sisters and not get so caught up in me and my world, but I want to reach out and be aware of you and your needs and what I can do for you, because I want to be available. You know, Sister Linda, like you said, I want to be available for when anyone would need to call on me to do something. I want to be able to be there for you, and I want you to know that I will anytime I can. And I just appreciate the Lord so much.
Well, I want to get up and thank the Lord for being here tonight, and I'm just going to try a song I've been kind of practicing on, but I guess I'll just practice on y'all tonight. And like Brandon said, you know, I was really, a couple things I wanted to say. It's been a while back, but one night I was sitting here at church, and I was just kind of struggling myself, within myself, I think, kind of like others have said. And that particular night, I just was kind of thinking, well, Lord, you can send somebody over to me to tell me that everything's going to be all right or something. You know, I just was thinking, you know how you get selfish. You want the Lord just to come down and on person say, it's okay. And that night, Brandon came over to me and said something to me. And I don't know if he remembers that night or not. Nobody else did. I mean, I didn't just fold over and meld or anything that night, but I thought, Lord, you did that just for me. And I don't think I ever said anything to him, but I want to tell him thanks. I know the Lord put it on his heart to do that. And then this year has been a challenge for me financially. The Lord decided to put me on trial, I guess. And he eliminated my base salary as the manager of the mortgage department, which is about $40,000 that I'm not going to have this year. So I have to sell more loans. So in this economy and this housing market, you know. And I thought, Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing? But I know He's going to be with me. And this song is I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. I know we've played it and sang it here before, maybe it's been years, I don't know. But I'm going to give it a whirl. Hopefully y'all will join in. You got the words back there for that song, I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. It's kind of on the spot for these guys too, so I apologize. You just have the chorus? Okay.
you know, I don't like missing church unless I'm almost dying. And I know I'm not dying right now, but oh, I feel like I am. But Lord, I'm going to go. I'm going to go because I know that I will be better off there than anywhere. And as I was singing that song, those words were so powerful. And Sister Brenda wanted me to read them to her, and I read them. And I said, oh, my God, I started feeling that come through me. And I that one step, I said, well, that's the step I took. I came to church, and he took his step by touching my back. And I'm so, so thankful. I don't want to seem unappreciative because I, oh, my God, oh, you just don't know. It feels so good. I can move without hurting. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For Sister Vivian. Aren't we glad she's here?
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe she'd come sing for us, Sister Vivian. I know you'll have to work with your grandpa on it, but he'll help you. Come on. You can do it.
She won't sing, Dad.
I don't know.
Scarlet Farmer, you know, they found that mass in her skull, and I went to the specialist, though, and Brother Paul called me Friday and told me that they there's a cavity, like a sinus cavity, behind the eye, the optic nerve, between the brain and the optic nerve, and there was it wasn't cancer, it was a polyp. And they're going to be able to take it out with an outpatient procedure and won't have any problems. So,
really am thankful to have my granddaughter here. She's such a blessing to have her here and see how she's grown. I thought I'd heard a noise from my daughter's room last night, so I tiptoed down the hall to make sure she was all right. As I opened up her door, I saw her kneeling by her bed with teardrops on her cheek. She looked up at me and said,
Daddy, I was praying for you. I was just asking Jesus, what else can I do to make sure
I tried to forget those words, yet they echoed in my mind. How could a little girl who was only six make a grown man cry. So I slipped out to the backyard and knelt there in the dark. Her words came back to me again as Jesus cleansed my heart.
Daddy, I was praying for you. I was just asking Jesus, what else can I do to make sure my daddy gets to go to heaven too? Daddy, I was praying for you.
It feels so good to talk to Jesus, to leave my sinful past behind. I hadn't noticed anyone was near till she put her hand in mine. And she said,
Daddy, I was praying for you. I was just asking Jesus, what else can I do to make sure my daddy gets to go to heaven too? Daddy, I was praying for you. So glad my daddy gets to go to heaven too. Daddy, I was praying for you.
Plan anything tonight, but here goes. I've been taking this poem in class, and and it actually mentions about not quitting. So here goes. If we still have it, I think the school here used to say it. It was called The Winner. I can't remember the whole poem. So do we happen to have a copy anywhere? Oh, well, here goes. All right. Sorry about that. Alright, if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out in the world you'll find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. For many a race is lost ere ever a step is run, and many a coward fails ere ever his work's begun. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the fellow who thinks he can. And that's it, but they've actually figured out the name of the poem and the author. So the poem's titled You Can If You Think You Can, and the author is C.W. Lawnennecker. why they got in that, why, I don't know. But if somebody ever sees him somewhere, just say thanks or something like that. I don't know if he's alive or dead or not. But that poem is C.W. Wallenecker.
Wallenecker?
Longenecker.
Longenecker.
Well,
see,
well,
tell him
thanks. All right. It's like a long in necker, like your neck.
Oh, long in necker.
All right, well, I'm happy to be here tonight. And since Zach and Brandon both mentioned not quitting, I figured that poem would be perfect. So I'm happy to be here tonight, and I thank Brother Smith for letting us have this youth service. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Just really hit me that, you know what, as long as I think I can, as long as I don't let anybody tell me I can't, which usually is me, you know, I have a more battle with me than anybody else, but I think I can. I think I can. I think I can go. I think I can make it. I think I can just keep fighting until the end, and as long as I don't give up and I don't quit, I think I can.
I'm thankful for what we have here tonight, and this is a wonderful church, wonderful group of people, and I have so many fond memories of things the Lord has said to me about you all before I even met you, that you were sincere people. I'll never forget those words God spoke to me first service I was in. I thought, if I can ever get out of here. And all the time I was running from the very thing that I needed. This church has been a wonderful support group to me. All of my longings have been filled, desires, my wants, my needs, I found in this wonderful place. And for the youth tonight, I think you're doing a great job. But we need your prayers too, you know that? As adults, we're pulling on heaven tonight of how to wisely and wonderfully instruct you to look to Jesus for all that you need. And as I heard the different poems tonight, I thought, I want to follow Paul. He said, I can do all things. Even if I stumble, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. David even said, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Young people, look to the hill of salvation. The scripture says, what shall I render unto the Lord for his wonderful benefits toward me? That's the question. What shall I render unto the Lord? In the verse below it says, I'll take the cup of salvation. Take the cup of salvation and run with it. That's for everyone, not just the young people. That's for me too. I appreciate God tonight. I think I'll just run. I don't know about the little choo-choo train, but I know about Jesus. I don't know about these other things, but I know where my help coming from. My help coming from the Lord. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate God tonight. He lifted me up today. He's a wonderful friend to me. My Savior, my Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Just wanted to say that everything that's been said tonight, I've really appreciated. And Brother Smith, I'm learning that when problems come, to trust in Him. And you know, I mean, I hate to break it to you guys, you know, from the youngest to, I mean, the oldest already knows, but it never stops. You know, the trials come, the temptations come, and when it boils down to is you choosing which way you want to go. You want to say yes or do you want to say no? Wow, I just run. That's good. Anyways, but sorry, I threw myself off. I get distracted easy. But I just want to say that the other night, Brother Curtis, I mean, it is so amazing to me how the smallest prayer, I mean, just the whisper God hears whenever, because I said the exact same thing, and I'm not just saying that. I don't even remember what I was thinking, but, the service wasn't even going that way, you know? And it's like, Brother Durham just, I mean, I don't remember, maybe I just really wasn't paying attention, but I don't remember. I mean, it's just like it totally started going a different direction. Not that God wasn't anything before that, but, you know, and I was just thinking, Lord, you know, I'm not saying that nobody here cares about me or anything, and I'm not expecting everybody just to come up to me like, oh, I love you, Jennifer. You know, that's not what I'm wanting. But I was wanting to know that God cared that I'm here. You know, I'm like, God, do you care that I'm here? I mean, are you wanting me? Do I have anything that I can offer? Do I, you know, have I messed up so much that I may as well just say, well, forget it. You know, my life's, it's done for, you know, I'm never going to be able to be where God's wanting me to be. And I don't remember, I think Sister Reva came up for her twins to get prayed for, and I went down and I was like, Lord, you know, it would really be nice if someone would come to me. It's not that I'm not, you know, that there's not enough strength in me to, there's not enough strength in me, but I mean, not that I couldn't raise my hands and go up and get prayed for anything. It wasn't a pride thing, but it was just, not that I was trying to test God, but I was saying, God, I need to know that you care. I need to know that you're still here, that you still care about me. And he did that for me, just a little whisper that it's like, I don't even know if I really meant it. I wasn't saying, Lord, if nobody comes, I'm just leaving and never coming back. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't saying that. But then Sister Cindy came over, And I told her, I feel like God, like, whispered in her ear, you know. I mean, I don't know why she came over, you know, and I don't even need to know. I don't know. But all I know is that I really feel that God told her to come over to me, and I got the most wonderful blessing. And I was like, Lord, you know, I want to do that more. I want to be able to step out and say, you know what, these things that happen in life, honestly, are trivial. It's no big deal. I mean, seriously, what's the big deal whenever you're talking about what's going on here or eternity? Live in the now or live forever. I mean, you know, hello, it really shouldn't be that hard. Why do I make it so difficult? Why do I stand in the way of what God wants whenever it really is? How easy is it to know what He's wanting of me? Why do I have to make it so difficult? You know, I'm the one. It's me, Brother Smith. It's me. I'm the one that gets in the way of what God is wanting. And it's like, Lord, help me to know how to step out. How to step out of the way and say, okay, God, here, take it back. Take it back, because you know what? If I have a hold of my life, I'm going to make a mess of it. I already know that. I mean, you know, I already know, because I've made a mess of my life whenever I've done things that Jennifer wants to do. You know, whenever I quit Karen, and that is not the way to go. And I just, you know, I hate to say it, but what, I mean, I know that it's going to continue to happen. I'm going to continue to have, you know, things come my way, and trials are going to come, you know, and I'm raising two children that are looking up to me that I have to explain to them. And thank God, you know, that God allows you to see, even with your children, whenever something comes their way and you can see how they handle a situation and they come through and they make the right choice. And you just have to say, thank you, God. You know, it was God that did that. You know, I don't even know where I'm going with all this, so I'm going to stop now. But I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful, you know, to have a church like we have, to have the freedom that we have, and to be able to have somewhere that we can come that I know that God has placed me here. I know that God wants me here. I know that God still loves me. I can come in here and say, you know what? God wants me here. God loves me. He heard a small cry. He heard a small prayer, and He cared enough for me to reach down and to say, I do love you. Yes, you're being silly, you know. That's a silly thing for you to think. Why would you think that I don't love you? My son died for you, you know. I mean, because I remember thinking whenever, I know it's horrible and I repent for it, but I mean, I'm not saying I didn't appreciate everything you said, Sister Inez, but I was like, Lord, I wish I felt that way. I wish I felt that I was on your mind. I wish that I knew that. That's exactly what I was thinking. That was what I was thinking before I went down there. I was like, Lord, you know, I'd like to know that you care enough for me. And it's like, He does. Then I promise everyone in here, if He cares enough for me, He proved it to me. And He didn't even have to. He didn't even have to. I mean, what else is there to prove? I mean, His son died for me. What else does He have to do for me? Honestly, nothing, but He does it anyways. I mean, anyways, I'm sorry, but I just want to say, if He loves me, there's no one in here that He doesn't love. There's no one in here that He's not going to forgive. If we repent, we turn, we do what's right, we go, we say, Lord, I don't want to live this life anymore. I want to be more dedicated to you. I don't know how to get there. Honestly, I don't. I don't know how, just within myself, okay, well, if I do this, like Philip always says, if I do X, Y, and Z, it's going to take me, whatever comes before that, W, X, Y, it'll take me to Z. Is that how it goes? Whatever. Or X, Y, Z, it takes you back to A, but I don't know if you want to be, anyways. But all I'm saying is, it's not, there's no mathematic equation to figure it out, and it's really not as difficult as the way that I make it seem in my own mind, because I'm really weird. But, you know, I mean, seriously, so it's like, just erase it. Thank God I have, it's like a chalkboard, and just erase it, and let's just start over. Anyways, that's what I'm trying to do, so I'm just letting everybody know. I'm sorry. I love everybody here, and I'm done. I'm going to sit down now, okay? Oh, it's over. Thank you.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm looking on my home. I make mistakes and I often slip. This common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just why I say I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. For he knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. So such mercy, yet when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face. His head, blood flowed down his scarlet robe and stained a crimson red. Though his eyes were on the cloud that day, he looked ahead in time, and when he on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he time. On the cross.